Title: Think Break Layering from Scratch for 90s Rave Flavor Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper Think Break setup from scratch in Ableton Live, with that 90s rave flavor, but still with enough weight to work on a modern system. The big idea today is layering with discipline. We're going to keep the Think Break as the character and the groove. Then we'll add a low-only kick layer for weight, a snare or clap layer for smack, and optionally a hat or ride layer to make it feel like it's sprinting. Then we'll glue it so it sounds like one gritty performance, not four random drum sounds stacked on top of each other. Before we touch any processing, set your tempo to drum and bass speed. Go for 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 175 is fine, but 174 is a sweet spot for learning because it feels fast, without being chaotic. Now set up your tracks. Make four audio tracks. Name them Think Break Main, Kick Layer, Snare Layer, and Hat or Ride Layer. Then select all four and group them. Name the group Break Bus. This is going to save you later, because break layering gets messy fast if you don't keep it organized. Quick coach note here. The Think Break you choose matters a lot. If you grabbed one that's already super processed, like it's wide, heavily limited, and crispy, layering is going to feel like fighting a brick. If you can, start with a drier, older, more plain Think, and you add the dirt yourself on purpose. You'll get way more control. Step 1. Prep the Think Break. Drag your Think Break into the Think Break main track. Click the clip so you're looking at it in clip view. Turn warp on and start with complex warp mode. That's a safe starting point for full loops. Ableton might guess the BPM wrong. Don't panic. The only thing that matters is, does it loop and does it groove? Now find a clean 2-bar region. Jungle and 90s style DNB lives in 2-bar phrases. When you find a solid 2 bars that loop well, consolidate it. That's Command J on Mac, Control J on Windows. Now you've got a clean 2-bar clip that's easier to chop and manage. Here's the important part. Tighten warp, but do not overfix it. If the break is drifting, you can right-click a transient and choose warp from here straight. Then check where the kick and snare are landing relative to the grid. We want them roughly in the right place, but we don't want to turn it into a robot. A little looseness is literally part of the rave feel. Do a quick vibe check. Loop it. If it already swings, leave it alone. Beginners often repair the groove right out of the break. Step 2. Chop the Think for movement. We're not doing 300 edits. We're doing a handful of smart chops that scream 90s without becoming a headache. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients, and choose the built-in drum rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack full of Think slices that you can re-trigger with MIDI. Now program a simple 2-bar pattern. The beginner-friendly way is, start by rebuilding something close to the original groove. Then add just a few classic jungle edits. Here are 3 edits that instantly read as 90s. First, a snare drag. That means you double up a snare hit right before a main snare, like a little dudda leading into it. Second, a kick skip. Remove one kick that you expect to hear. That little moment of missing weight creates tension. Third, if you want an optional spicy move, reverse a tiny slice right into the second snare. Even a very short reverse hit can sound super authentic. Roll of thumb, in 2 bars, 6 to 12 changes is plenty. If you're changing something every half beat, it starts sounding like a remix exercise instead of a rolling break. Extra groove tip, instead of quantizing everything, micronudge just 1 or 2 slices. Push a ghost note late by like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Pull one kick early by 3 to 8 milliseconds. That gives motion without killing the feel. Step 3. Build the kick layer. The weight. The Think kick often doesn't have enough sub for modern playback, especially if you want that rave system feeling. So we'll layer, but we'll be very strict about what this layer is allowed to do. On the kick layer track, load a clean kick sample. Short and punchy is your friend. You can place it as audio hits, or use simpler and trigger it with MIDI. Either way is fine. Now match the Think's main kick placements. Don't overcomplicate it. Just catch the main downbeats and the key kicks that drive the groove. Now add EQ 8. High pass at around 25 to 30 Hz, just to clean up rumble. Then low pass at around 140 to 220 Hz. This is crucial. We want this kick layer to be low only. If it has clicky mids, it's going to fight the Think's own character. Add saturator next. Put it on analog clip mode, drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, and then pull the output down so you're not just getting louder. You're adding density. Optional. Add a compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still punches, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, you're just controlling spikes, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, and one more pro move that's beginner safe, make the kick layer mono, as utility and set width to 0%. Low end should be centered. You can keep hats and room wide later, but your punch should be stable. Step 4. Build the snare layer, the smack. The Think snare is iconic, but layering helps it cut through a full DNB mix, especially once you add bass. On the snare layer track, pick a crisp jungle snare or a snare clap style hit for extra rave edge. Place it so it hits with the Think's main snares. Now put EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 HC so the snare layer doesn't bring low end mud. Then, if you need more crack, try a small boost around 2 to 4 KHE. If you want a little air, a gentle lift around 8 to 12 KHC can work, but be careful because that's also where harshness lies. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%, and keep boom off, or very low, because boom can fight your bass and your kick layer. If your Ableton version has transient control on drum bus, you can use it to add a bit more snap. If not, you can use a compressor with a slower attack so the transient pops through. Now, super important layering warning. If you add the snare layer and suddenly your snare gets thinner, that's phase or timing misalignment. Don't ignore it. We'll fix it in a minute. Step 5. Optional hat or ride layer for pace. This is the It's Sprinting layer. A lot of 90s jungle has that fizzy, constant top end that makes the track feel faster than it already is. Load a hat loop or ride loop, or program straight 16th hats with a sample. Warp it to match, but again, don't over-tighten. Add EQ 8 and high-pass it around 300 to 600 HC. You want this layer to live on top, not in the body of your drums. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 6 to 8 KHC. If you want movement, add auto-filter with a subtle LFO. Very subtle. This is seasoning, not an effect demo. And if you want real 90s crunch, add Redux. Downsample lightly, maybe 8 to 14 KHC downsample. Redux is intense, so the safest way is, don't try to perfectly mix it with wet dry, just turn the track down and blend it in quietly. Step 6. Lane check with spectrum, so everything isn't fighting. This is one of the fastest ways to sound more pro instantly. Drop spectrum on each layer for a moment. Look and listen. Your kick layer should mostly own around 40 to 120 HC. Your Think main should be giving you mid punch, ghost notes, and the vibe. Your snare layer should mostly live 200 HC and up because you high passed it. If you see big low end in your snare layer, fix it. If you see tons of mids in your kick layer, low pass it harder. This is how you avoid the beginner problem where every layer is doing everything, and the result is loud but somehow weak. Step 7. Glue the layers on the break bus. Now we make it sound like one break. On the break bus group, add EQ 8 first. If it's boomy, try a tiny low shelf cut around 120 to 250 HZ. Don't carve it to death. We're just cleaning. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about crushing. This is about making everything breathe together. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Again. Pull output down as needed. We want grit and cohesion, not loudness. Optionally, add drum bus on the bus, but go easy. A little drive, low crunch. Too much bus processing turns drums papery and flat. Teacher note, if you find that distortion is flattening the groove, move the dirt earlier. Put saturation on the individual layers, and keep the bus cleaner. A little bus glue plus layer grit usually beats one giant distortion on the group. Also, gain staging matters here. Before you start gluing and saturating, aim for your break bus peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. If you're already near zero, every little move will sound harsh and out of control. Step 8. Tighten timing and phase, beginner friendly. This is where layered breaks go from why is it weak to oh wow, there it is. Solo the Think main and the kick layer. Zoom way in on the first kick transient. If the kick layer hits a tiny bit early or late, nudge it. You can nudge the audio, nudge the MIDI notes, or use track delay in the mixer for micro adjustments. We're talking 1 to 10 milliseconds, not huge moves. As you nudge, don't stare at the screen. Listen for the moment where it gets louder, punchier, and the low end feels more solid. That's your alignment. Then do the same with the snare layer. If the snare suddenly blooms and feels wider and stronger, you've found it. If it gets hollow, you pushed it into phase cancellation. Step 9. Add simple 90s edits and arrangement moves. A two-bar loop is cool for 5 seconds. A track needs variation. Here are a few authentic moves that are easy. 1 beat stop. At the end of 8 or 16 bars, mute the break for 1 beat. Leave a little reverb tail on the snare so it breathes. That's a classic rave air gap that makes the next downbeat feel huge. It's air rush into bar 1, right before a drop or a new section. Do a quick 16th note snare rush for half a beat. Keep it tight and short. It's a hype move. Amen style turnaround, even on Think. In bar 2, beat 4, add a quick chopped pattern from your Think slices. Think of it as a little fill that points back to the top of the loop. Now a super usable beginner arrangement. Intro, 16 bars, filtered break and hats. No full kick layer yet. Build, 8 bars, bring the kick layer in quietly, add one small snare fill. Drop, 32 bars, full break bus plus bass line, occasional 2-bar variation. Breakdown, 8 bars, pull out the kick layer, let the Think breathe, add a little space. Step 10. Add space like a rave record, using return tracks. Create 2 return tracks so your drums stay punchy. Return A is a short reverb, use reverb or hybrid reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry hit stays punchy. High pass inside the reverb if you can, or EQ after it, because low-end reverb is how breaks turn into soup. Return B is a dubby delay. Use echo. Set it to 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8 for that rave bounce. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter out lows below about 250 Hz. Send mostly snare, and just a tiny bit of percussion. Don't send the whole break unless you want it washed. If you want a really classic 90s room slap without washing the groove, try this trick. Put a gate after the reverb on the return track. Then the reverb becomes a tight, gated room instead of a long tail. It makes the snare feel big, but still controlled. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't overwarp. Too tight loses the human bounce. Don't layer full range samples. Filter your layers into lanes. This audio version is shortened for playback.